Hello and a very happy new year from me, Dave Raven, and the Raven and the Blues. This is the new year message from the Raven and the Blues, which should have gone up on New Year's Eve on the 31st, but New Year's Eve has been kind of fraught. My father-in-law's 89 years old, an ex-Fleet Street editor. If you know about Fleet Street, you'll have probably heard about the excesses, mostly of alcohol, which most of the people in Fleet Street seem to just write in a permanently drunken haze. And for him, as a sports editor, it was sort of in the pub at 10 o'clock in the morning. They wrote occasionally, but it just seemed like writing was an adjunct to the drinking day. And then he staggered home at like 3 o'clock the next morning, 4 hours sleep, and then back into work the next day. He was one of the leading editors of Fleet Street. He was been around the longest, too. He was a friend of Cassius Clay before he became Muhammad Ali. He'd done all the Olympics, he went to all the World Cups, and he was a kind of famous editor in a sense. And his body suffered for that. And so at 89, he's only got half of one kidney, basically. And he has been frail for a while and keeps getting urinary infections. And we've been looking after him. There are two other brothers in the UK, fairly close by, and my wife. And so we see him at least once, sometimes twice a week. But he has been getting very frail. Anyway, we got a call yesterday morning to say that he'd been found by his next-door neighbour. He's got one of these little buttons you press, and God knows how long he'd been lying on the floor, but he was extremely cold. There was blood everywhere, so it was into the hospital. I raced down there, got him into the hospital, took the neighbour back home, and then saw what looked like a charnel house in the bedroom. Oh, it was awful. And then back to the tidied all up, cleaned up as much blood as I could, and then back to the hospital. And at this stage, the doctors had now summoned Sue Ellen and her two brothers and said, you know, this it's pretty serious, and do you want us to resuscitate him if he fails? Because, you know, it's highly likely he's going to. And this happened twice through the day. But the stubborn old bugger that he is, by 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, I suppose it would be, he was moved to another ward out of accident and emergency. I guessed originally they were moving him simply because they wanted to clear the space in accident and emergency A&E just to allow for all the drunks and the accidents that are going to happen on New Year's Eve. But I think also he had improved. So about 6 o'clock last night, my wife said to the sister in charge of the ward, you know, should one of us stay with him? And she said, what for? Is he going to cause some damage? And he'd stay. Stabilised so much, so he's still frail. It's still touch and go, but my wife's just gone down there now. This is New Year's Day to see him today, and then we'll just take it from there, really. But so that's why you didn't get a New Year's message yesterday. But I wanted to do something just for the members of the podcast fraternity. If you're a regular, you'll know we used to have the thing called the Green Room, where I had a quick chat to you beforehand. But then I felt I was almost like doing two programs. I was doing a program to those of us subscribing by podcast. And then a program, a different thing, even though it was the same music, but thinking of you differently. And that was wrong, because to me, radio to me has always been, you talk to one person. And even though you know that person may be counted in their thousands or even millions, you're just still having a conversation. You and I are talking together, except I'm doing all the talking, of course, but basically it's a one-to-one thing. Most radio through my life, again, was never recorded. It was just about always live. But, of course, the new technologies mean that more and more radio today, radio that used to purport or used to be live, now purports to be and isn't. The guy's gone in and voice-tracked a week's programmes in an afternoon, and which is why you'll rarely hear time checks, because they can't give them. They can do everything else, but they can't give time checks. And so I stopped doing the Green Room because I just felt I was sort of splitting you up into two communities. Those that downloaded it as a podcast and listened on their MP3 player on their way to work or wherever, or walking the dog. And then those who listened on FM, which is still the greater audience. But the odd thing, having said that, is that although the greater audience are listening on FM, they respond less. It's a kind of given in radio that less than 1% of your audience will ever make contact with you at any time. And a fraction of that 1% will be the ones who regularly drop you emails as it is now, but it used to be postcards and all that sort of stuff in the old days. But that ratio in podcasting is much higher. I think I've said this before, perhaps in a Green Room 6 months ago or so, is that your perception, your relationship, if you like, between you and I is I think, very different as a podcast as it is when it's just on FM in the radio in the corner. I'm really grateful for all the people who've added their pins to the Frapper map. I think it's 68. Are you looking at it today? Yeah, 68 names. And it really gives me an indication of just kind of where you are. And so from the furthest west, you know, where the sun goes down in California, California, Santa Rosa, that's Eric Eisenhart, and then looking at the furthest pin to the east, we're in New Zealand with Mike in Wellington in New Zealand. But oddly, and this is the odd thing, there's only two pins for Cyprus. There are no pins for the Costa del Sol and Gibraltar, where I know there are many thousands of listeners because of the audience figures that we get from it there. Only a couple of pins in Germany. And again, presumably those are the people who listen as a podcast. Perhaps, I don't know. And if you're an FM listener and you've put a pin in, please let me know. I had one guy from the Falklands who emailed me and said, I can't find the Falklands in the index for Frapper. And so I sort of gave him advice of how to just click his way to there. But it's just, I just feel kind of that you are, and you have been, a kind of loyal audience anyway. You each week, I know it just comes automatically, and you may throw some of them away, thinking, oh no, I haven't got time for the Raven and the Blues this week. But it has been, it's changed the way I think about radio. It's changed the way I kind of talk to you, the listener, because now, whereas you just had this sort of strange, amorphous, undefined face. It wasn't male, it wasn't female. I must admit, in my main day radio days, when I did a daily programme, 3-hour show, I was talking to the girls, and it was essentially aimed at females. Men could listen, but it was kind of aimed at them. So it was a female face, I imagine, but it wasn't a very well-defined one. It wasn't somebody who I knew. Occasionally I would flirt on the radio, but that was with somebody I may have met the night before and things, but with podcasting, you get a different feel altogether, really. I just sort of know that you're there and can identify you by name. And even, as I said on one of the earlier shows a couple of weeks ago, you know, even down to street level as well, which is really quite scary in some respects. But it has been a special year. It's changed the way that I approach radio. I think also the fact that we've got some really good blues podcasts coming out of the whole sort of genre, really, with Tony, with Mark, Miss V, Beardo and Spinner, and also some other good stuff coming through. Mark Thomas, he has some great blues roots. I think I've got rid of them now because I looked at them, but there's some, I really should put some more links up. But it has been an exciting time for those of us who love the blues dearly and deeply and have for many years. It's going through yet another resurgence, but this one I think is going to last, and more people will come online and realise the importance of a very important musical genre. So that's it. Happy New Year. I'm going to quickly call the hospital and see how things are, whether you'll get more green rooms in the weeks and months to come, I don't know. Probably, again, I'll talk to you via the Raven and the Blues rather than as a special podcast, but I just really wanted to say hi and thank you. And if you haven't put your name on the Frapper map, do so, and let's see if we can get a few more pins on there. But wherever you are in the world, I hope your New Year's Eve went well. Let's hope for peace, prosperity, and all the things you wish for yourself in 2006.